This racist in the White House is many things that are bad. First, he's a racist. Today is Monday, September 28, 2020, Yom Kippur. Happy Yom Kippur to you who celebrate. This guy in the White House is many things that are bad. And add to it a tax cheat, a fraud, a fraudster. We are today on the eve of the first presidential debate. And we are not living in normal times. Nothing about these times is normal. In a normal time, with this revelation, the incumbent president would resign. These are not normal times. And I don't see, maybe I'm not watching enough, but I'm not seeing anybody pushing and saying this guy should resign the presidency. Mark you, he is highly likely going to lose to former Vice President Joe Biden. But that is not the point. The point is principle. Lose, win, or draw, it is likely he's going to lose. But this is not the situation. The thing is, with all this revelation, all this that has been revealed since Sunday, with all of that, any decent person would resign. But I guess first they wouldn't be doing this because decency demands that you don't do things like this. Right? For the last several years, what? Since when he became president, he paid, what, $750 in income tax? The other day, people who are suffering due to the pandemic, they can't go to work. These are law-abiding people. These are taxpayers who pay their taxes. They don't dodge and cheat taxes like this guy does in the White House. These people were refused a continuation of $600 per week. Hard-working people. So his friend in the Senate, the same guy who said his duty was to make Obama a one-term president and refused to do anything with him, tried to make President Barack Obama's presidency a failure. That same person teamed up with this racist in the White House not to give these people the $600 that they needed, right? And because of that, millions of people are suffering and are living in poverty, right? But yet we have this guy in the White House who has done so much to destroy this country. Nonetheless, he paid more money to foreign governments in taxes than he paid in his own country. Yet, he loves his country. The other day, Kaepernick and company were kneeling and so on. He's telling how much they hate the country and they hate the flag and this and that. This guy likes nothing more than himself. So, he should do the honorable thing and just resign. Today, and I keep saying, this is not about him losing the election. This is about the principle. You did something wrong like this. You should not be able to run for the president of the United States, even if it's a sure thing that you're going to lose. The principle behind it is that it's a disgrace that he is running for president. Even after this, you see what happened and why he wasn't showing his taxes? Because he knew that he had done something terribly wrong and people would not tolerate that. This guy in the White House is not really smart. How could he think he could get away without people knowing this? So all you enablers out there, how do you feel about this? What defense do you have for all of this? What defense? If Joe Biden did anything like this, would it be okay for him to continue in the race? Just look in the mirror and look at yourself and tell me what you think. What kind of example are you setting for the young people in this country that they could lie and cheat and all as well? Someone should tell him it's time for him to go. It's about 6 weeks for the election, but they can find someone else. And we no longer talk about principle and all those things. People will say, oh, let him stay because he's going to lose. No, this is not about winning and losing. As I keep saying, repeating myself, this is about the principle. You should not have anyone running for the president with such baggage, even if we are sure he's going to lose. The thing is, he should step aside and let somebody else run in his stead. And where's the outrage? Where are the people talking about this? After him, other people will come. Other presidents will come. So what example are you setting? If Joe Biden should start doing this, if he becomes president, would you sanction it? Would you sanction all these behaviors as the opposition? Would it be okay? You Republican enablers are playing a dangerous game with the future of the United States of America. You should not. This racist in the White House should not be allowed to run for president. We should not even have a debate tomorrow. Should just stop this. This person who he puts on as his nominee for the Supreme Court, they should just scrap it. He should not be allowed to do anything because this guy has lost everything. He has not the moral authority to be president of this country. He shouldn't be doing anything. He should just step aside and someone else start running things now. Some other Republican. If you think and believe in principle and the rule of law and decorum, and if you think that decency and civility still matter, how can all of these things be revealed? How can all of this happen and you are saying and doing nothing? Someone should tell this guy it's time for him to go. He has no place in the Oval Office. It's time for him to go. What else can this guy do before you said take him out, let him go, take him away, put somebody else in his place? You Republicans, what example are you setting for this nation? You see what you guys are doing? Do you understand what you're doing to this country? This guy cannot do all these things by himself. You guys and girls are allowing him to do it. And that is what I'm saying to you. Someone should be telling him to pack his bag now and resign. Give it to somebody else. Some other Republican. And to run in his place. This is not a joke. This is a serious matter. You Republicans are sowing the seed for the destruction of this nation. No president, Republican, Democrat, Independent, whichever party, should be allowed to do this with impunity. You Republicans, enablers, you are complicit. You are a disgrace to the entire country.